It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. Health officials in New Mexico say they have detected the first known case of a more contagious variant of COVID-19 in the state. The health department announced on Wednesday that a man in his 60s who traveled to the United Kingdom in December has the variant. Officials described the man's illness as mild and said no hospitalization was required. Health officials said as of Wednesday, hospitalizations related to the coronavirus have decreased, and some counties have seen improvements in the rate of spread and positive tests, but most counties in New Mexico still remain in the higher risk category. New Mexico U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich was at the Capitol when the insurrection took place last week. He told Fred Martino that he alerted his colleagues to seek shelter after looking outside to see the violent mob.
You know, so much of what I was acting on then that at that point was based on seeing this officer who had been attacked and hearing the radios go off on the belts of other Capitol police in the hallway. And it was clear that they had lost the perimeter at that point. I went back out to the window because I wanted, you know, I think it was hard for some of my colleagues to process the urgency. I went back off the Senate floor and looked out the windows that faced to the west of the Capitol, that faced the mall and also the scaffolding structure where the inauguration is to take place. And at that point, it was pandemonium. I mean, it was a mob of completely unruly, uncontrolled, huge numbers of people climbing on the Capitol, climbing on the scaffolding that we used for the inauguration, beginning to rush the building itself. There were Confederate flags being waved and Trump flags being waved. And at that point, I realized that, you know, it was only a matter of time until the Capitol was going to be breached. And I basically had to decide between trying to shelter in an office there or go back to the floor with my colleagues and try to press the case that this is getting completely out of hand. So I went to the floor of the Senate and said, you know, it's only going to be a matter of time before the Capitol's breached. And within minutes, an announcement was made that people were inside the building. It wasn't that long after that until another announcement was made that apparently shots had been fired. We were not sure whether those were, you know, whether those were rubber bullets or real bullets in trying to push people back out of the building. It was from that point on, it was really sort of pandemonium, and all the doors to the Senate floor were closed to secure that location until the point at which the Capitol Police moved the members from the floor to a separate secure location. It was, you know, having had a chance to travel in places where tensions are high and people are armed, it was really, it was something to see.
Okay. You know, you've made it clear that President Trump should be impeached, should not be able to hold office again. I don't want to belabor that, but I do want to ask you about something that I have to say that for me personally, sitting at home was really a surreal moment, even with all that has happened over the last 4 years, I think a lot of us were truly stunned when we saw the video of President Trump after the insurrection had began, and he was telling people to go home, but at the same time repeating that the election was fraudulent, and saying to the insurrectionist, quote, "We love you, you're very special." With the violence that we saw already by the time that he made these comments, to say the least, this was unprecedented and some say extremely dangerous, reckless. What were your thoughts when you saw this?
We watched that from on television screens in a secure location that was largely made up of Republican and Democratic members of the Senate. And I can tell you there was just an enormous amount of, are you kidding me? Just disappointment. And you know, there are definitely supporters of President Trump, including in the House and Senate, who I think will never break with him. But I saw many people who had defended Trump for quote, being Trump in the past, who got just how dangerous he is, how he has no remorse for any of these activities.
That was New Mexico U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich speaking with Fred Martino. You can view the entire interview tonight at 7 on television from KRWG Public Media. And you can also listen to it on radio Saturday night at 5 during KRWG News This Week.